sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
That's what it's all about. Right here in the beautiful state of Arizona. It is our pre-Valentine Day edition. I think we're giving away some gold roses via Facebook and phone call and every other different kind of way that I don't understand. Romeo will explain that in just a minute.
Well, it's just an easy way to keep the phone lines open for callers with questions and yet still distribute the golden roses.
So how are we giving away these golden roses?
Well, we notify you when it's a song. There's specific rejoiners we have that were all wedding songs that your wedding, my wedding, Julia's wedding. So if you know, you have to know the name and the artist, and you send us a message on Facebook, and the first one to do that, we send the golden rose.
Okay, fantastic.
And then we've had Mike's Valentine's Day music that we've been playing, and we give the certificates out for that.
Yeah. Thank God and Greyhound, she's gone.
Yeah.
Holy cow. How can you pick that as a Valentine's Day song? Mercy. Listen, we're here to answer any question y'all might have about home improvement, home remodeling.
Do you know the artist?
No.
It was Roy Clark.
No, okay.
Well, we already...
We're here to answer any question you might have. The number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. My daughter Julia is standing by as our operator, and she'll screen your call. By screening the call, that's what we do to find out your name, your question, and where you're calling from. Which one of the six stations we broadcast on are you listening to us on? And we'll get you on air and answer it as quick as we can. But right now, We kind of decide what topic we're going to cover every Saturday based on the questions and the feedback and the inquiries we're getting at our office all week long. And boy, I'm convinced that I am not the only one who is still confused about solar power. And with the new Arizona Corporation Commission ruling that went down in November, that took place in January, that some people get grandfathered, some people don't, some utility companies are taking advantage of it, some are sitting on the sidelines, I just thought rather than try and learn all of that myself, I would just invite an expert into studio, Dan King of Harmon Solar, and Miss Julie. We appreciate y'all coming in this Saturday. I understand, again, for the second time, we've interrupted your family vacation so you can be on air.
Good morning, Rosie and Romy.
Yes. Y'all are here to help us kind of navigate the confusion of the solar industry. You know, it was easy when the units were expensive and the subsidies and the tax credits paid for 80% of the product. Now it's not so easy. Weighing the decision, navigating the decision-making process.
It's definitely a complicated subject, which is why we have our solar energy consultants or experts in being able to explain and walk everybody through the process.
You know, this, and I'm just throwing out my impression, so you straighten me out for the sake of educating the Arizona listeners, because I think they're all as confused as I am. So APS, the biggest energy power provider in the state, I believe, gets aggravated because as people are connecting their photovoltaic cells to the grid, they come to the realization as, hey, we have to provide these people power at night and through winter storms that may have cloud cover for 3 or 4 or 5 days. They're not paying us anything for all our investment for stringing the wires from our generating plant to their house. We want some of that action back. So they're looking for a surcharge that was, I think, as high as 70, 80, 90, 100 bucks a month. They take that to the Corporation Commission, which regulates that particular utility company, APS. And I'm hearing from the solar industry the verdict was a win, and I'm hearing from the utility behind the scenes that it was a win because at least they got something. Take us through what all that was about, Dan.
Well, obviously, the utility company is feeling threatened by the expansion of the solar energy in the state. It's really the only choice that you have. You don't, as an APS customer, you don't have a choice to pick SRP or some other energy provider, but you can have an alternative and a choice with solar. What the utility company isn't telling everybody is that the average solar customer still spends, I think, up to $70 a month on their energy bill. So they're still collecting plenty of revenue, but they were successful in getting a small surcharge enacted in the November decision that took effect of January 1st.
Everybody that had signed a contract or had the system installed prior to December 31st got grandfathered pre-surcharge.
That's correct, yes. If you signed a contract, and the other stipulation of that is it has to be installed and commissioned, I believe, within 6 months. So by the middle of this year, it has to be turned on. If your solar installation company doesn't get it installed and turned on by that time frame, then you would lose out on that grandfather status.
Okay. And the fee that got approved, in my mind, is hardly a deal breaker. It's $5 to $8 or $9 a month?
Yeah, it's based on the size of the system installed. So okay. it's the actual calculation is 70 cents per kilowatt that's installed, so per 1,000 watts per month. So a 5K system would cost you $3.50 a month in a surcharge ongoing.
Okay. That doesn't seem like a deal breaker to me. If I'm seriously considering solar, because Julie, aren't customers coming to you for two? Philosophically, they just want to lower their carbon footprint.
Correct.
That's one motivation. And then the second motivation, of course, hey, I want to get rid of my energy bill or as much of it as I can.
Yeah, they want to save money.
Yeah. So you take a look at solar and you start thinking about it and then you make that phone call. There's a lot of houses. Well, I won't say a lot of houses, but not every house is a candidate for solar, is it?
No. There's a lot of things that you have to consider. You have to consider how much roof space you have, the type of roof you have, the direction that you face, how much shading you have. There's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration, but there's still plenty of houses that are candidates for solar and candidates to save money.
Are y'all familiar? What's the saturation point right now? Have we put solar on 1% of the homes in Arizona?
I think from the recent APS information is it's somewhere between 1% and 2%. And actually the other interesting statistic is that the growth in APS service territory, you know, they're growing their customer base because, you know,
sure,
new people are moving into their service territory. I think the amount of people that they're adding is equal to or outpacing the solar. So it's theoretically going to stay around 1% to 2%.
Huh. And in so many ways, that's really kind of a shame.
Yeah.
Because we've got this huge unharvested resource. I was talking to a client of y'all's recently, and we'll just use her first name, Dawn, and has a fairly big home, a fairly big system. And she made the phone call. I questioned her. I said, what finally made you pull the trigger and get somebody out there to do an analysis? And it was because good friends of hers had the systems installed and were feeding her all this information about, oh, this is great, man. I can't believe what we're saving. Good size home in Anthem, husband, wife, three kids, active family. I talked to her for a long time, and she felt like really what y'all do when you come out to the house is y'all do an economic analysis. Talk to us about that. How does that get done?
So the energy consultants that we have, this is kind of a complicated process, and not like Julie had said, not every home, even two identical family sizes or home sizes, could use energy differently. So it's, you know, you can't assume that because one home saves X, the other home that's similar would save the same amount. But what the energy consultants do that we have is they gather past history for energy usage. So we're required to get 12 months worth of the energy bills so that we can do a true evaluation. And then from there,
family hasn't saved those, they're available online through their account. So you can retrieve the information.
Absolutely. We have a form that the customer signed that gives us permission, a power of authority, if you will, to go and use their information to find that, or they provide it for us, one of the two ways. And with that information, the sales consultant gets with our design team that we have here in our office in Phoenix, and they do basically a satellite image of the home, and they do an analysis of where we could put solar panels. And based upon, as Julie said, the tilt of the roof, the orientation that the panels are facing, they do a calculation that they plug into our most people do a lease these days. So we plug that into the portal, if you will, from the leasing partner, and it spits out all of the analysis that shows, you know, how long it would take to pay that back, your return on investment, how much money you're going to save every month, and all of that. So,
and even in leases, like anything else, they come in 47 flavors.
Well, we have two primary. There's two primary types that we see out there. You've got the monthly, where the individual doesn't have to put any money down as long as they have a good credit score, and they get a lease payment, and they have electric payment still from the utility, and the combination is supposed to save them, you know, we see 10, 15, 20, 25% on what they were spending previously. And then they have a prepaid product where you write one check up front, and you don't have to pay again to the leasing company for the whole term, the 20-year term. So,
well, prior to the show, I wanted to talk to several of your customers, and y'all gave me some customers that had systems installed for years. They were very interesting to talk to. But the thing that struck me about Dawn is because she's such a recent installation, she kind of carved through all the current confusion about the system. And apparently, due to the analysis, based what she was hearing from friends about how great the system was, and based on the economic forecast of what she was going to save and what her return on investment is going to be. And her husband apparently is in some kind of financial analysis line of business. So I guess he turned the numbers upside down, inside out, left and right. They again, a large home and a big active family and a swimming pool and an all-electric house. So they have and a properly orientated house. So they're kind of in an ideal situation to take advantage of it. They're looking at a return on investment of 17%.
Yeah, we see that absolutely. It can get as high as 17%.
We're gonna talk about more about that and any question y'all might have on solar when we get back. Don't go anywhere. We're talking solar with the folks at Harmon Solar, the Rosie Certified Solar Contractor Installer for the Maricopa County Greater Phoenix area. Give us a ring with your question at 1-888-767-4348.